In Appalachia, long traditions of seed saving made it possible for home gardeners to grow heirloom vegetable varieties that have been around for decades. Traditionally, growing these special seeds meant you had to have connections in the community. Seed saving and seed swaps were how people found new seeds. Today, though, there are organizations like seed libraries and community gardens that help save these seeds from being lost. One of our Folkways Core reporters, Rachel Green, spent some time in Ashe County, North Carolina, talking to the people who are helping give old seeds a new life.
When Travis Birdsell visited the barn of an Ashe County farmer in 2017, he had no idea what he'd find.
The upper levels of the barn were being picked, and they found seeds smeared on an old grocery store paper sack, and all the words said were Big Red.
Big Red ended up being an oxheart tomato, an heirloom variety that's famous for its huge size. You can't miss it. Each tomato clocks in at 2 to 2.5 pounds. That's more than 4 times the size of an average tomato in the grocery store. There are only a few tomatoes on each vine, surrounded by wispy leaves. Birdsell, who's the Ashe County Cooperative Extension Director, decided to plant the oxheart seeds. He didn't know what to expect. No one knew how long the tomato seeds had been there.
There was only one seed that germinated from what we found in the top of that barn.
Now, the oxheart is a staple in the Ashe County Victory Garden. Birdsell started the garden in 2016 to preserve and reintroduce heirloom vegetable varieties in southern Appalachia. And he says that heirlooms, like the oxheart tomato, have a flavor, shape, and even color that's unique. There's literally no other tomato like it. When Birdsell told me about the tomato, I knew I had to try it. Even late in the growing season, most of the tomatoes were still green, but I managed to find one that was fully ripe. I knew I wouldn't be able to eat it all by myself, so I enlisted my mom and little sisters to help.
The biggest tomato.
The biggest tomato I've ever seen.
Oh my goodness.
I wonder how it tasted.
How much does it weigh?
The tomato was impressive. It was enormous, of course, and also a vibrant red. There were just a few seeds, mostly around the outer edges. Otherwise, the inside was firm and meaty, just like Birdsell described.
Mmm.
The flavor is incredibly rich and robust. Now, I don't like to admit it, but I don't normally go for a tomato unless it's something really special. And I was worried this one might be tough, since it doesn't have many seeds. But it's tender and juicy and slightly sweet. This is a good tomato for everyone that doesn't think they like tomatoes. Varieties like the oxheart tomato are kept alive thanks to the work of seed savers. And here in Ashe County and throughout Appalachia, the work they do is crucial in keeping heirloom varieties on our tables and in our bellies. Birdsell hopes to use the Victory Garden to highlight that.
We still want to play into the culture that's alive and well in southern Appalachia, which is independence. And this is a way to tap into food independence.
Getting seeds into the hands of home gardeners is a key part of that self-sufficiency. This year, Birdsell hopes to produce enough of the oxheart tomatoes to make seeds available to the public next year through the Ashe County Seed Library, which is about a mile up the road in West Jefferson, North Carolina.
So our seed library is located in an old card catalog.
This is Lee Payne, a reference librarian at the Ashe County Public Library.
And so the way that it's organized in the drawers are alphabetical by seed type.
When I visit the seed library, the drawers are stuffed with dozens of varieties of seeds. There are beans, an Ashe County staple, and also tomatoes, greens, and even flowers. Each tiny manila envelope contains about a dozen seeds. All the seeds at the Ashe County Seed Library are free. You don't even need a library card.
We do want to make things available, and so if you want to try a new variety of corn, if we have it, take it. It's yours.
And when the cost of heirloom seeds can sometimes be more than $4 in stores, it can seem like a radical idea to give them away, says Birdsell.
Being able to provide for yourself is liberating. And being able to have access to free seeds is the start of that process.
And some of these seeds have been saved generation after generation by local families. That's Vida Blevins' story. Her her brother donated a special variety of pole bean that's been a staple in their family since the 1920s. I visit Blevins and her mom, Kata Owen McNeil, at their townhouse in Jefferson. It's on a hill that overlooks Main Street, less than a quarter mile from the Victory Garden. The space is cozy. Family portraits and paintings line the walls. Blevins doesn't grow a garden now. That's her brother's hobby. But she does appreciate that he shares the bounty from his garden year after year. And now that the family's pole bean is available in the seed library, anyone in the community is able to try it.
And they are a flat bean, kind of like a Kentucky Wonder.
She called it the six-week bean.
And they will produce in 6 weeks from the day they were planted.
Blevins remembers her family liked to grow the bean because they could have up to 2 harvests a year, more than a traditional green bean. She and her brother learned to save seeds from their parents. Their mom, McNeil, has lived in Ashe County for a century.
I was born in Crumper, North Carolina in 1919.
McNeil was the 7th child of 12. She grew up on a family farm just a few miles north of Jefferson. They grew and preserved most of the food they ate. She remembers giant 65-gallon barrels of sauerkraut that her family would make and share with their neighbors. And to save money, they spent many hours at the end of each season saving seeds.
So we wouldn't have to buy them.
McNeil grew up during the Great Depression. Then, seed saving was a necessity. This was before vegetable varieties were domesticated like they are today. They saved seeds from apples, cabbage, and parsnips. Her dad even built a small room specifically for drying pumpkin and apple seeds. She taught her daughter to save seeds, too.
I can just see the tomato seeds on the cloths lying in the window.
Blevins is describing a process called dry processing. You let the seeds dry in the sun.
But I think it's kind of a lost art now.
Seed saving may be less common than it was a few decades ago, but it can still have the power to shape entire communities, says Sarah Harrison, who donated seeds to the Ashe County Seed Library.
Seeds are so important. We don't really think about it that much, but the fact of the matter is one simple seed can produce a whole plant, which can produce hundreds of more seeds, which can feed a whole community.
And the cost of losing these seeds could be devastating for Appalachian communities down the road, says Chris Smith, the executive director of the Utopian Seed Project, based in Asheville, North Carolina.
It's really sad. We've seen such a narrowing of available varieties, and that means a narrowing of available genetics.
Smith says that seed saving helps build ecological resilience. Because if we only have a handful of different types of tomatoes or types of beans, we aren't as adaptable as we would be if we have hundreds of different types of heirloom seeds kept somewhere safe. As a researcher, he says the genetic diversity in seeds is key for a sustainable, resilient future.
If we're saving our own seeds in our own regions, then what we see is crop adaptability from season to season.
And the seeds that have grown here, in this climate, for hundreds, sometimes thousands of years, are simply better adapted to southern Appalachia than most of the seeds you can buy in the store. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Rachel Green in Ashe County, North Carolina.